That's a great grace to join the day with Mary, because we have also possibility of having time for adoration. We are all present in this moment in front of the Blessed Sacrament. To adore Jesus. The Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, it is one of the greatest inventions of Jesus' love for men. God is essentially love. Jesus is essentially love. God the Father is love, God the Son is love, God the Holy Spirit is love. Because of this eternal love, the Blessed Trinity has decided ever since to be with men. One of the greatest desires of the Blessed Trinity to be always with men. After the original sin, God has made another plan to make possible this great desire of God to be with us, to make us happy, that we may share His fullness of joy, to make us happy here on earth and forever. And the Eucharist is maybe the greatest invention of Jesus' love, to be and remain always with us. He promised during the Last Supper, "Don't worry, I'll be with you until the end of time, always with you." And He fulfilled this promise right there in the moment during the Last Supper, when He transformed that bread and wine in His own body and blood. From that moment, all the times, a priest, wherever he is, and celebrates the Holy Mass, he renews here upon earth this beautiful gift of love, making present again and again Jesus, who desired ever since to be with us. How grateful we must be to the Lord for this invention of His love. I wish that many souls nowadays, but even before, they are not aware of this great sacrament. They do not know about this eternal love of Jesus, and that Jesus likes to remain with us. Many do not know this mystery, others are indifferent to this mystery, and sometimes even Catholics, those who are supposed to understand and be grateful to Jesus for this great sign of love, they are not so corresponding to this great love. Today we are here to adore Jesus for all those who do not adore Him, for those who do not love Him, those who do not hope in Him. If we go deeper in the mystery of the Blessed Sacrament, we realize that has plenty of expressions of love, the Blessed Sacrament. But among these, there are three which are very, very important. The Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, contained that expression of love which is God for us. It means that God, Jesus, continues to offer himself, continues to renew on our altars, to the words of the priest, continue to offer in the Holy Mass, to offer himself to honor and give glory to the Father, and continues to offer himself for the salvation of the world. Every Mass is a great mystery. Saint Pio was saying it is something so necessary that the earth would be still, we could say, alive without the sun, but man without Mass cannot stand, cannot stay. Every day the Holy Mass continues to be the holy sacrifice offered to God in order to maintain the arm of God not to crash upon earth. We are not worthy of His love. We are unworthy of all His kindness, especially of this love of the Blessed Sacrament. And yet, every day, the Holy Mass is still the sacrifice which sustains man, which maintains the arm of God, that we may not be punished by His wrath. How many Masses we attended? We are very fortunate, we Catholics. There is no other religion who has such a thing, that we can see with our eyes of faith becoming present God after every consecration. Jesus, the risen Lord, becomes present and present all the times a priest offers a sacrifice, renew the Holy Mass. And Jesus, as a victim for our sins, continues to be the victim for our souls. But Jesus wants that we too share this sacrifice of the Mass. In what sense? We are supposed to participate deeply, profoundly, to the greatness, to the richness of the Holy Mass. Once, a devoted to Padre Pio, while waiting for Padre Pio, was in the sacristy, he was going to celebrate the Mass. His eyes were fixed on the door of the sacristy, and when it was open, he did not see Padre Pio. He saw a multitude of angels coming out from the sacristy, and at the end there was our Blessed Mother, and then finally Padre Pio. It is not by chance that happened, but it is all the times. Although we cannot see with our eyes, our faith says it is true. Angels are around the altars all the times we celebrate a Mass. Angels teach us how to attend Holy Mass, with what veneration, with what faith, with those great sentiments of the angels and our Blessed Mother. Do we attend with these sentiments all the times we are present during the Holy Mass, or we are so distracted? Our thoughts are somewhere else. We don't understand the mystery which is going on during the Holy Mass. We know there were some miracles which happened because of the good testimony given by the Catholics in the way they were attending Mass devotedly, full of the faith, fixing their eyes not right or left or behind, straight there on the altar, because there, during the Holy Mass, the greatest mystery is renewed. Jesus becomes present again upon earth. And this because to fulfill what he has promised, I will be with you until the end of time. How fortunate we are. How it is that in our countries many do not go to attend Mass, and not even on Sundays. Very few nowadays. Very low percentage of Catholics go to attend Mass. Where are the others? Why they not go to attend Mass? Why they are so distracted by other human earthly things, not considering that this great sacrament is celebrated every day? Should not feel the necessity of going as often as we can, not only on Sundays, an obligation, but as often as we can, even every day, making even some sacrifices to see with our eyes of faith this beautiful miracle of love which is renewed on the altars. And another mystery of love contained by the Holy Eucharist is Jesus in us. Not only for us, but Jesus in us. And this is the moment, maybe the most solemn and important moment of our day, when Jesus, who desires so fervently to come in our soul, he is there, waiting for a Christian to approach the Holy Communion and receive him. Our great mystery, to be one with God, not only spiritually, not only by prayer, but we become one. Even we could say mystically, physically. And Jesus remains in our soul at least for 15 minutes, his presence, particular sacramental presence. How fortunate we are, my dear brothers and sisters. We are unworthy, of course, of this mystery, and yet Jesus, because he loves us so much, and for this love, he died on the cross and remained with us just to make us happy, just to share his happiness, just to give us what he is, what he has, his divine life. And he comes within us, in our soul, and gives us his divine life, his eternal life, his immortal life. Nowadays there are, of course, two different, we could say, errors, mistakes about the Holy Communion. There are some who are indifferent, very, very indifferent, very superficial. They approach to Holy Communion without any preparation, without feeling anything to this great moment of the Holy Communion. We must be prepared. We must be as worthy as we can. Our soul should be as pure as it can, with no mortal sin in our soul. So in state of grace, that God coming to us, within us, can rejoice and make feast with us and for us. Another error is that many don't care at all. They never approach the Blessed Sacrament because of ignorance, because they lack of faith, their lack of faith. We, good Christians, we are supposed to repay the Lord for this lack of indifference of the sacrileges committed. Let us be grateful to Jesus for this moment of grace of the Blessed Union with us in the Holy Communion. Let us be always prepared with clean soul. And let us pray for so many Catholics who don't understand this mystery. The love of Jesus who comes in us needs also on our part that we can understand this a little bit, this mystery, to share with others, to pray for others, that one day may come to understand what Jesus has done for us. And the last expression of love we can consider about the Holy Eucharist is Jesus with us. Jesus for us, Jesus in us, Jesus with us. This is what we are doing now, adoration, is Jesus with us. It's not only happy to every day to come on the altar. It's not only happy to come in our soul, but is happy to remain with us, exposed in the tabernacles, or as it is now, exposed publicly, that we adore deeply His presence. How grateful we must be, my dear brothers and sisters, to Jesus for this invention of love. No other religion has what we have, and only the true God can invent this love of being with us, communicating with us. And this is why our Catholic religion, the true religion, as with this beautiful mystery of the Eucharist. Let us be thankful always. Let us take advantage of the times to go, to come to the Church and visit Jesus and attend Mass and receive Him in our soul. But let us be always prepared for this. And the fruits in our Christian life will be very, very great and evident. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.